When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, heard anywhere around the country and the world at any time. Take it with you wherever you go with the Sports DT app. On the line right now with me is Marquis Spruill, formerly of the Syracuse Orange football program, and since then drafted to the NFL's Atlanta Falcons, and has an opportunity now to continue on with his football career, has signed his contract with the Atlanta Falcons, and is heading toward training camp coming up all too soon here, and has already gotten through mini camp, and I'm happy to have him back on the show. Marquis, how you doing?
Doing good. Doing real good.
Now, Marquis, before we talk about anything football, you and I were talking off the air about your hopes and wishes and dreams to find a place to fish in Atlanta. Did it work out?
No, it was a very, very long, grueling, disappointing, hot walk back to my hotel. I didn't find a place to fish at all.
Now, did you bring all of your fishing equipment with you down to Atlanta?
Yeah, of course. I brought my pole, I brought all my lures. I don't have an extra line or anything, so it wasn't that much.
So when you get ready to go down to Atlanta, you know, or any guy that's going anywhere in the NFL with the 32 teams, that you get your bag packed, you go down there, you get some clothes ready, obviously, you know, bring some music, a couple other things, maybe a picture of the family. When you're bringing all your fishing equipment, is that something that you consider unique to you, or have you found anybody that was during rookie mini camp that was also willing to go out there and fish with you?
I don't know too many guys who brought their fishing equipment with them, but apparently it's a lot of guys that like to fish. We have an upcoming event soon. We're all gonna go out on the lake and fish with some people with the Falcons, you know. So we have that thing. It's gonna be real soon. But other than that, I think there's a lot of guys that fish. I don't think they brought their own pole like me, but I think there's a lot of them that fish though.
So were you able to eat yourself a good meal despite the fact that you didn't catch anything?
Yeah, I had to go to one of the stores on the road. I went to Firehouse Subs. It was real good actually. So kind of lucked out. It was a lose-win situation for me. So that was pretty good.
Now, Firehouse Subs is a place I know all too well from my time down with ESPN 1080, the team in Orlando. With Firehouse Subs, I want to thank the team that's down in Kissimmee that actually catered my show down there. What did you end up getting at Firehouse Subs?
Oh, really? I got the, what was it? I think they call it New York Steamer. If I'm not mistaken, that's what it was, with the corned beef and pastrami. I think it had provolone cheese. It was toasted, so the cheese is all melted, has some mustard, some Italian dressing. It was great.
The way you just described that and the shameless plug you gave for them, I would be very surprised if they don't use you as a spokesperson at some point.
That would be cool with me. I wouldn't mind it.
So getting back to football, you got through mini camp with the Atlanta Falcons, and, you know, what was the whole experience like? I mean, you and I talked about a little bit of it off the air, but was it similar to what you would be used to doing at Syracuse? Was it double that? I mean, what was kind of the whole scope of it when you look back on it?
I say the biggest difference of it was the amount of information you got and the amount of time you had to really get it. It's like it was way more stuff we had to get in the span of say a week and a half, I think. But it was a lot of information that you had to process at one time. And then, you know, it's not like in college where you get one install and you stay on that install for a little bit. It's like we're on one install and we did that one that day, and then we moved on to the next one and did that one that day. And then it's just like you had to get it. You know, it's a lot of thought that goes into, you know, this type of defense or whatever. I think that's because, you know, the National Football League, and people do things differently. Defenses are run differently, but definitely takes a lot to get used to. You know, the new terminology and the amount of calls you have to make and listen for, and then you try to process all that. You know, as a rookie, and it's like you go blink out of that. Like, okay, well, what do I have to do? And then they snap the ball, and then you're scrambling somewhere trying to be right. So, you know, it was definitely a load the first couple of days, but as you go on, it kind of slows down. And we were lucky to get here so early because we had a repeat on our installs once the other rookies got here. So it was like we started before them, and then we went back and did the same installs again. So that really helped out a lot.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSig Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop at Honda City.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. On the line in this special opportunity through Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, you're listening to running back Deltron Sands out of St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in the 2015 incoming class for college football. Before we head back to the line to Deltron, I would like to give a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt, who you've heard throughout the show, located on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, minutes from Syracuse University. It's the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the nation and the only place that you can get the Wake Up Call Sunday, which comes with chocolate, vanilla, or soft-serve Carvel ice cream. That phenomenal flavor that you've had for years at Carvel DeWitt is now inside the Wake Up Call Sunday. You choose chocolate, vanilla, or a twist. Topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel swirl, whipped cream, and a cherry. And for those of you counting calories, you can get the new Carvel Light chocolate, vanilla, or a twist for the Wake Up Call Sunday. So Carvel Light giving you less calories per ounce and still giving you the opportunity to have the Wake Up Call Sunday in the only location
anywhere in the world that it can be found. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like. And, of course, for all of your other favorites, your traditional sundaes to the flying saucers, to cookie puss and all the ice cream cakes, and to personalizing an ice cream cake, Carvel DeWitt is the place to go. Open 7 days a week, all year round. Every season is Carvel DeWitt season. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. I would also like to give a special thanks to Deborah Crossman, who's asking you to take yourself seriously. And I know that if for those of you that have never been to a psychic or heard about it but have never wanted to go, you think that it's this crystal ball and somebody tells you something and maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. They're trying to help you out, but maybe you don't buy into it. And I knew that growing up. I didn't buy into the whole crystal ball and telling me all these things that I saw on television is what a psychic is. And then I met Deborah Crossman, who uses her abilities as a psychic medium, as well as a motivator and a hypnotherapist, to help you in your life. What she sees through the talents that she has are not meant to simply be this stereotypical version of a psychic. It's really not meant to be that at all. What Deborah Crossman does is reach out to you into your life, whether she has ever met you before or not, whether you've ever come in for a reading or not, and in that moment to talk to you about how you can help yourself have a better life, how you could take yourself seriously in making the next move. I went to Deborah Crossman. She's the only person that's ever done a reading on me. And coming out of it, I felt good. I got to hear about my grandfathers that passed away. I got to hear about relationships that I have in my life, others' relationships. I got to catch a glimpse of the things that I hope for in my future. And also to look back on my past. And I really learned something that day. I learned that Deborah Crossman isn't your typical psychic. She's not the psychic that people have wanted you to believe in stereotypes. What Deborah Crossman is a motivator of the soul, who gives you an opportunity to try something different, a different avenue in looking at your life. I definitely think that it's a great opportunity and a unique opportunity. And that's why Deborah Crossman is part of the Dan Totoro broadcast media team. Give her an opportunity to speak with you by calling her to set up a reading right now. 315-247-9088. That's 315-247-9088. And to find out the other things that Deborah does besides readings, or to get in touch with her simply by email for a reading, go to debbyc1953@hotmail.com. That's D-E-B-B, the letter C, 1953@hotmail.com. By phone and by email, get out to Deborah Crossman and start taking yourself seriously. You definitely can't hurt you to have the opportunity to see things from a different angle, something that I appreciate that Deborah helped me to do and continues to help me to do. I want to give a special thanks to DreisigLady.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com. When it comes to feeling good and looking good for the woman in your life and for all the women listening, DreisigLady.com is fit for every woman, changing with you without you having to change. Whether it's the relaxed fit, bamboo line, or if you're looking for something when you're going out for a run or going to the gym that has more of that athletic feel to it, DreisigLady.com is fit for every woman, whatever you're doing throughout your day, to help you feel comfortable in what you're wearing. As we know that you're busy, DreisigLady.com helps you with your schedule to feel good doing it. DreisigLady.com. Head there now. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com. Back on the line with Marquise Spruill, former linebacker of the Syracuse Orange, currently with the Atlanta Falcons, looking to continue his career by now playing professionally in the sport of football.
As far as your personal intake, Marquise, you know, when it comes to bringing in all this new terminology and learning things that maybe you didn't have beforehand, or like you said, just the amount of information you had to take in, how fast do you feel you took in the information? I mean, are you a quick learner? Is this something that kind of takes a lot of time for you to wrap your head around? I mean, how would you define how you take everything in?
I'd say I thought I was a quick learner before I got here, because, you know, the Syracuse, the playbook wasn't that that hard, I would say. You know, it was a few calls we had, two packages, and they made the defense where you could just think about it and go, you know, so you wouldn't play slow. You could just think one, two thoughts and just go. Where here, you really gotta, you know, listen to the safeties and hear what he says, because that affects your job. And then you have to get the D-line right sometimes, and then you have to make whatever other calls you have to make, especially as an inside backer, because, you know, we're like quarterbacks with the defense. So just doing all that, it could get pretty hectic out there. I'm not gonna lie, it could get pretty hectic out there. But I think now it is, but I think I'll be on the ball a little bit more and have some time to take a break and, you know, sit down and relax and really look at my playbook and go over some things. So
when you come out of something like this, I mean, this defense that you're in now, being a 3-4, you have obviously played on the outside and the inside for Syracuse. You're a middle linebacker for Syracuse on two different occasions. Now being an inside linebacker, but doing it in a 3-4 defense where there's going to be another guy next to you on the inside, how has that all kind of gelled together for you? Because you had told me beforehand when we were talking that it becomes difficult because you're doing a bunch of jobs at the same time, whereas beforehand you only had one job to do. So going from strictly the middle linebacker and the quarterback of the defense to one of the inside linebackers, how has that transition gone about for you?
It's been okay so far, because they have it where they call their inside backers the Mike and the Mo or whatever. So they have me at the Mo position. And right now that's all they've put me at, you know, on the practice field and when we do our drills and whatever. But he still says, make sure you know the mic as well. You know, don't just get stuck to one because if something happens or, you know, or there's a change, that they want you to know both, so you could be, you know, you could get on the field at either mic or a mo. So we definitely have kind of a dual learning thing going on. So it's like a primary and secondary position, I guess you want to call it. But you definitely have to know both or a little bit of both.
As far as who, you know, throughout rookie minicamp, who was next to you, who have been the guys that, you know, that the Falcons brought in that you've been working with on the inside of the defense?
You talk about everybody? Yeah. It was Yawan Smallwood. He's been doing a great job so far. They have a guy from Hawaii. He just joined us when minicamp started. It was Brendan Daly, if I'm not mistaken. That's his last name. And they moved Prince Shimbo into our room now, because he was an outside backer at first, and they moved him in our room, I guess, to see how he can handle things and go about the inside, you know, linebacker spot. So right now it's us in there with the vets.
When you get ready to go into what you were talking about with OTAs, what has been kind of described to you at this point with what to expect? I mean, rookie minicamp is over. It's you and all the other new guys coming in. But now, as time goes by and veterans get added in, how much do you know of what's to come for you in Atlanta?
Not too much yet. I'll find out first thing tomorrow morning. But as of right now, they just tell me to tell everybody to make sure they keep up, you know, especially in the weight room. You can't. It's not like college. You could just stay in there and, you know, live and have as much time as you want. You know, when you have all those guys in there, you got to get the ball rolling, and don't just stand around waiting for a machine. If it's taking, you better do something else. Like, don't just stand there, you know. So it's definitely just a thing of just keeping up with them, just to make sure you're like a sponge. You're taking all the information and stuff that they try to help you with, and just keep the ball rolling.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, Carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. We'd like to give a special thanks to who you just heard from in the Dan Satora broadcast media family, that being Job Corps. Job Corps in Syracuse, helping you out ages 16 to 24. If you need that direction in your life, looking for that job, needing some type of education to help you make that next step. If you're missing a component or just feel that the way that you're going isn't the way that you want to go and you're between the ages of 16 and 24, make the decision to take the next step in your life in the positive direction. Let that next step for you be towards something special, something good, and call 315-478-5529 right now. That's 315-478-5529. With orientations weekly, Job Corps in Syracuse is looking to help you by calling 315-478-5529. You could take your next positive step in your life today. I also want to give a special thanks to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Whether it's your prom, your wedding, any special event that you're going to, an opening for your art gallery, whatever it may be, when it comes to something special in your life, you want to look good. You want to look back on those pictures and say, yeah, that's me. And so when it comes to looking good and feeling good, choose Giovanni's. That's who I chose for my tuxedo and all my groomsmen's tuxedos, as well as my father-in-law for my wedding. I went to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, minutes from the Syracuse airport. So if you're a groomsman coming into town or a groom that's coming into town, maybe you're out of town and getting married here and looking for a place right by the highway as well, centrally located in so many different ways for you, 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Giovanni's, helping every man look like a gentleman, including myself, for my wedding. Call them now to set up an appointment at 315-455-8729. That's 315-455-8729. Or stop in to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, today. Back on the line with Marquise Spruill, former linebacker of the Syracuse Orange, currently with the Atlanta Falcons, looking to continue his career by now playing professionally in the sport of football. Now, your number as of right now is number 51, which is a number that you know all too well, not from Syracuse, but from before that. What's it like for you to put the number on that you used to wear in high school again? I mean, is this something that is special to you, or is it kind of numbers don't matter to you at this point?
I don't really. Well, because if it was up to me, I would still have 11, but it's not, though. So, definitely, It was more along the lines of, I'm glad I had that number opposed to any other number because I won it before. It was like, oh man, I remember this. You know, I had it in my sophomore year in high school, my junior year in high school. And those were the days where I really, especially my junior year, you know, I really started to play linebacker and really know the spot, the position, really start to have a knack for it. So it's kind of like getting back to old times, back at the drawing board again.
And in getting back to the drawing board for you, you're obviously learning as you go and taking in what you can, and we've talked about the information intake that you've had so far in Atlanta. As far as your coaching staff, Marquise, you know, how well have you gotten to know these guys, and what can you say about their personalities as opposed to what you had in Syracuse? I mean, are there similarities from the staff, or is this staff totally different from what you've become so accustomed to when you were at Syracuse?
I say at this point, you know, it's not like college now. Like, you're not gonna be babied. Anything you do wrong at this point, you just get fined. Like, they don't waste time trying to baby you, or if you missing a meeting or something, they'll be calling you. Like, you miss a meeting, you get fined. You know, your phone goes off in a meeting, you get fined. You don't just get a slap on the wrist now. It's just, they fine you and keep on moving, you know, because now it's a business. It's really like a business. So, but as far as the coaching staff, most of them are very cool guys, you know, very down to earth. I love my linebacker coach Pyrus. He's the real deal, man. He's funny, but he actually knows a lot about, you know, the game and a linebacker spot and, you know, just defense. So, almost everybody anyway. as far as the coaching staff has been great since I've been there. The head coach is a great guy. Everybody, really, almost.
I want to go back to the day that you found out that you were going to Atlanta, and that was obviously graduation day, and I had the opportunity to see you walk across the stage on graduation day. But you had gotten a kind of an interesting graduation moment, that right before you ran down to graduation, you were picked up by Atlanta, and Atlanta let you know right before you got to graduation. Go into those moments in your life and what that was like to have the last day of the draft on your day of graduation.
It was pretty intense. I just finished getting dressed. I actually was mad because I forgot my watch in the house. But I just got done getting dressed, and Jerome actually called me because I was riding down to graduation with him. And he keeps them outside, so I go outside, and I'm talking with a few people before, you know, because he always, like, he thinks I'm going to always be late or something, so he called me to come outside before he's even there. So I was talking to a few folks that came up to see that showing, you know, walking to graduation and everything, because they're like my family too. You know, we spend a lot of time together. So we were just out there, and I'm talking, and I get a call from the Atlanta Falcons, and it said Atlanta Falcons because I saved the number from when they called me, like, way before that. It was after pro day. It was after pro day. So I had saved that number way back then. So I pick up the phone, and somebody says hello. I said hello, and I said, "Yeah, this is Marquise." I said, "Yes, this is speaking." He said, "Okay." He said, "You ready?" I said, "Yeah, I'm ready. What's going on?" He said, "You're healthy." I said, "Yeah, what's going on?" He said, "Cause you know, we're about to draft you," and I just, like, it was funny how it happened, because I just quietly slipped away from everybody. Like, nobody even knew I was really going, except my stepfather. He knew. But I just kind of slipped away from everybody, and I was like, "Are you serious?" He said, "Yeah, we about to train up to get you and everything." So I ran in the house, turned the TV on, and at this time it's just me and AD, because I was staying with AD at the time. So I just see it flash across the screen, Atlanta Falcons select, you know, Marquise Brown. I go nuts, man. AB start going nuts in the house, screaming. I think we woke up Jay Bird, you know, that's his little son. I think we woke him up. I hope we didn't. But we were screaming in the house. I was going crazy. I ran outside. Said, "Mom, I'm going to Atlanta and be a Falcon." And we just went nuts. And then I just had the biggest Kool-Aid man smile the rest of the day. I was just, I went down to graduation, couldn't, and it was just great. It was just so many great things happened at one time.
Doing that on graduation, hearing that, knowing that, and having the opportunity, you know, as I'm sitting there waiting for you all to walk across the stage, my mentality is, what if they got their phones off? What if they're not paying attention? What if they're walking across the stage when they get drafted and they don't know the moment that it happens? And for you, it happened that you could celebrate it, enjoy it, and then go graduate and have your family there. So to have people there that love and care about you in that moment and be able to share it with them, that double dose of happiness, I guess, like you said, the Kool-Aid smile on graduation day, I mean, that had to be the icing on the cake for you, I think.
That was the icing and the cake. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I didn't, like, of course good things had happened to me in my life before, but it was just so many, like, I was graduating, and this time my mom was there to see it, and I was happy about that, and then I get the call. Because regardless of whether I was, like, if I was walking across that stage at that very point in time, and I got a phone call, I would have stopped the whole graduation. I'd have been like, hold up, wait, I got a phone call, and nobody moved. And then that'd have been funny. But, I had my phone on loud, vibrate, and everything. Like, I was making sure if I was getting caught, I wasn't going to miss that call. Graduates wasn't going to let me miss that call. I'm sorry. No, sir.
And that, you know.
It was a very, very great, very great, very great weekend, though. Very great.
And, you know, and it is truly an awesome moment for you. And in keeping with all that, like you said, you had saved Atlanta's number, so, you know, when the Falcons called, it came up Atlanta Falcons. How confident were you in them? I mean, you had gone to different places. Teams had you come out for tryouts in different areas. Obviously, you did pro day. Did you think it was going to be Atlanta? Were there other teams that maybe you were surprised didn't take you? I mean, when all was said and done, did you see it coming, or was this something that caught you off guard?
I actually didn't, because I know they came, of course, Pirates actually came to Syracuse to work me out. We didn't even really do a whole lot of field work, but we stayed in the classroom and really did a lot, going over the defense and, you know, plays and everything, schemes. So, like, it was that, and then I didn't hear from them for probably once or twice since then, but it was like, you know, it was just normal how, you know, they call you and then they leave you alone for a little bit. But I know Mark Duffner from the Dolphins used to call me every day, and I thought I might have either been going there. It was four teams I narrowed it down to. It was Dolphins, the Buccaneers, the Chargers, or the Baltimore Ravens. And, you know, when I got that call, it was kind of weird because I wasn't expecting it. And the day before that, I know the Bears had called me during the draft, and that's my first time where I learned, like, just don't get too excited when they call your phone, because he just wanted some more draft information, like my number or anything like that. So, like, because I was really excited that day, but then it turned out not to be what I thought it was. So when they called, I was way more calm about it. I was way more calm about it because I wasn't sure if they were calling me to draft me or calling me to ask me a couple more things about my draft information, you know.
So
but it was a shocker, though. It was a great shocker, too. And since then, I've been down here. And I'm loving Atlanta. I got some time off recently to go see the city, see what ATL is really about. And it's been fun this weekend, you know. And now we got we're going to be back in the office, go back to the grindstone tomorrow. And that's it for right now. My journey continues.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clap in your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's fanhands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Want to give a special thanks once again to who you just heard from of the Dan Tatora Broadcast Media family. That's Dreisig Apparel at DreisigApparel.com, D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Head there for your business, your team, your event, whatever you have going on where you want to look professional for your large group of people, whether you're doing a breast cancer walk, you're doing a golf tournament for your business, or you're just looking for t-shirts, polos for your business, you need to go to DreisigApparel.com, helping to outfit you the way that you want to be outfitted. When it comes to looking good and feeling good in the clothes that you're wearing, you can help design your future with DreisigApparel.com, D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Also, FanHands.com that you heard from, with 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com. Find your favorite team's color and start clapping today. FanHands.com, the universal language of a fan, is clapping your hands. Do it better, stronger, louder than you've ever done it before. The true fan experience starts with Fan Hands, found at fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S.com. And for Honda City, just a short trip out of the city of Syracuse, Honda City, found on 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. You could find the next vehicle that you're going to be taking your family out, your significant other, your buddies, your girlfriends, or just a drive yourself. Get your next vehicle at Honda City. I did that. I trust
Honda City. That's why I've not only gone to them this time, but we went to them before. Honda City is where my family has gone for years, and it's where I just got my very own vehicle, my first vehicle that's all me, and I thank Honda City for bringing me through the process and giving me the opportunity to find what I want, treating me as a person, and helping me to feel comfortable when I drove my car off the lot. And now every morning that I wake up, I smile when I see my... When I leave the mall and I go outside and I look at my car, I smile when I see that car. I really do. I love the color. I love the look of it. I love the way that it feels. So Honda City helped me to smile when I look at my vehicle. Not to dread having to drive home. Not to dread the fact that, oh, I got this vehicle and this and that. I love my car. And I thank Honda City for helping me to be able to make that honest statement. You know me. I don't lie to you. I tell you the truth. I tell you how I feel. And when it comes to my car, trust me, I've had good experiences and I've had the not so great experiences. But this car that I got from Honda City, I love it. Find the car that you can fall in love with today at Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. And you can also shop for your next vehicle to fall in love with at CuseHonda.com. That's CuseHonda.com. Back on the line with Marquise Spruill, former linebacker of the Syracuse Orange, currently with the Atlanta Falcons, looking to continue his career by now playing professionally in the sport of football.
Before we get back to Atlanta, Marquise, when you had narrowed it down, you talked about Miami, that they had called you every day for a certain amount of time. Baltimore, San Diego, and Tampa Bay, why were those other three in your final four of who you thought were going to take you? What was it about those teams that made you feel that if you were going to get the phone call, it was going to come from them?
Well, I know because as far as visits go, the only visits I took was Tampa and San Diego. And I know their coaches would call me from time to time, you know, but those are only visits I took. Those are only guys that you know, called me and said, hey, we want to fly you out and, you know, go to dinner or meet or want you to take a tour of the facility, anything like that. And then I say Baltimore because my agent actually told me that Baltimore was very interested in me. And Coach Harbaugh even texted my phone a couple of times. You know, he gave me his personal number. Said, yeah, if I ever had any questions, call. I was kind of nervous though, because I'm like, wow, I don't really know what to text an NFL coach. I just got his number, you know. But he definitely texted me here and there. I actually got, my mom called me and said, they actually sent me a package, like a little gift package. They gave me some gloves and a shirt, something like that, back home in New Jersey. So that's why I narrowed it down to, you know, those four teams, you know. And then Atlanta just came out of nowhere, just stole me away, stole me right away. So
you said you like Atlanta so far. When you said that you got some time off to see the city and see what Atlanta's all about, what have you experienced so far? I mean, what do you think about Atlanta in this moment, and what did you get to see so far down in Atlanta?
I learned a lot of people down here can't drive, but other than that, though, there's a lot of places that I have yet to see, but I know where they are because, you know, I've seen the outside of them. Like, we had a rookie club event where we went to this building and we ate at like one of the top floors, and it's a beautiful view of the city and everything downtown. And we were actually next to the aquarium and this Coca-Cola. What is it like?
It's a museum. It's a museum down there because
museum thing, and it's supposedly like 200 different kinds of Coca-Cola because apparently it's made differently around the world, and they got all samples in there. And, you know, I love animals, so when they told me it was an aquarium right there, like, I just jumped straight up. And they even said that Matt Ryan does like some sort of internship at the aquarium. You know, he he takes his days where he goes and does tours and gives, you know, the kids tours and gives them information and stuff like that. And I thought, oh, that is great, you know. But definitely, you know, Atlanta is a very nice place. So I got a little taste of it this weekend, and hopefully I get to see a lot more in these upcoming weeks before we go into camp.
And you signed that contract, and obviously you said you got to fight for your spot no matter what contract you sign. But the contract through 2017, is it something, you know, when you signed it that they told you is pretty customary to have it for the next few seasons? I mean, how do you feel about, you know, seeing from right now 2014 through 2017? I mean, I know you got to fight for your job and obviously be able to keep a roster spot when you're in Atlanta, but when you signed that contract, did it give you some weight off your shoulders, or is it kind of something that you sign it but you know in the back of your mind that nothing's set in stone?
No, I signed it, but I know, you know, nothing's set in stone. Like I said, this is a business, and if you don't work up to par or what, you know, what they want you to do or what they expect you to do, they have the right, you know, they have the right to expect you if they want to. You know, it's their team, their organization. If you don't fit, I guess they could get rid of you, you know. So I started, I was happy, I was ecstatic, but I still kept in the back of my mind, like this doesn't mean you still don't work hard, you know. You still got to go out there, grind every day on the field, grind in the weight room, everything. You know, it's a grind until that day where they say you make that 53-man roster. It's a grind until then. And that's just what I kept in the back of my head.
The Georgia Aquarium, when I went down for the Final Four, I had the opportunity to take some time after Syracuse had been bumped out of the Final Four to go in and enjoy the aquarium. So I had to ask you while you were talking about it, because I was right there in between the aquarium and the Koch building, where there's that little valley in the middle of the city that I thought was pretty cool to have grass in the middle of a city. It was kind of different. But did you enjoy the Georgia Aquarium? I mean, is that something that you really, because I know, like you said, you love animals, and I thought it was a great experience. What did you think about the aquarium?
I haven't been there yet. I know for a fact where it's at, but I haven't really been in there yet, because I had a terrible little deal this weekend. Like one of my fillings in the back of my mouth, you know, cracked. It was a whole bunch of pain and discomfort. You know, I didn't even really go out and party and hang out this weekend, except for maybe Thursday. So I've been around the area or in the house most of the time, because plus my face was all fat and swollen, and I didn't want nobody to see me like that. So I really just stayed in the house, you know, ate some good food around here, because we're staying in Beaufort. There's the Mall of Georgia right across the street. So ate some good food around here, been in my playbook. Just been hanging out, really. Jerome is here most of the time when he's not out in the city in Atlanta. So I hang with him. We go to the movies with a couple of our other teammates and everything. So it's been not as eventful a weekend as I originally planned. I had some minor setbacks, but I'm definitely gonna get out and go see that aquarium, go to Coca-Cola Museum. I heard there's a zoo. There's a pretty nice zoo downtown. I'm definitely just going. I might just get in a cab one day and just dropped off somewhere downtown and just walk around, like, for the whole day, just go and see everything.
Well, I can be honest with you. That's exactly what I did when I was down at Atlanta. I got picked up, dropped off, and then when I was done at the end of the day, I got picked up again. So, I mean, it's definitely.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I might take. You know, just wander downtown, find out what's hot and what's not.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
We're back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. And before we head back to the line to continue, I would like to thank Borio's Restaurant on 8891 McDonald's Parkway. That's MCDONNELLS, McDonald's Parkway. 8891 McDonald's Parkway, Borio's Restaurant, overlooking Oneida Lake. They are open Tuesday through Sunday and your place to be for all seasons. Sit outside and overlook the beautiful Oneida Lake on the patio while you have fresh seafood. And get this, folks, the food is prepared for you in-house. It's not something that's prepared somewhere else and then just getting shipped over. Borio's prepares the food for you right there at the restaurant from their chef, Tony, and their entire staff, all the owners, there with you, working in the kitchen, helping seat tables, going to the bar. This is the type of company that I like having with Dan Satora Broadcast Media because of the fact that the owners are right there in the thick of things, in the mix, caring about their business and showing it by talking with you face-to-face every single time you go in there. The owners are somewhere helping out Borio's to make it truly a memorable experience in a very positive way. You can call them at 315-699-2249. That's 315-699-2249. And go visit them at 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, overlooking Oneida Lake. Don't miss out on the opportunity to eat out on the patio, enjoy your seafood, and have a romantic evening, a family night out, or catch up with your friends, as well as plan your bridal shower, family reunions, and so much more with their banquet rooms that they also have right there on the water at Borio's Restaurant. And also make sure that you stay tuned to the special opportunities you'll have through Dan Satora Broadcast Media to meet Adrian Autry and Rob Drummond, Syracuse basketball and Syracuse football being talked about all year round from Borio's through Dan Satora Broadcast Media. Stay close to WakeUpCallDT.com as well as Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter at CallDT. That's CALLDT to find out when you can talk Syracuse basketball and football with us from Borio's at 8891 McDonald's Parkway overlooking Oneida Lake. Back on the line with Marquise Spruill, former linebacker of the Syracuse Orange, currently with the Atlanta Falcons, looking to continue his career by now playing professionally in the sport of football.
Hey, before I let you go, there was something that you had mentioned when you were looking at, you know, talking about Atlanta and what's going on down there for you, and you said, you know, about going to the movies with some of the guys. There's a lot of movies that have come out. I don't even think I told you that I was a part of this, but I was in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and I don't know if I told you that.
I didn't. You know what? I was thinking about going today because this is our last day. Well, not last day, but, you know, OTA start in the morning, you know. So I was definitely thinking about going back to the movies a little bit, and I didn't see that movie yet, and I think that's the next one. Either that or The Neighbors.
Well, if you go see...
I was definitely going to go see one of those movies. You were in that movie?
Yeah, actually, when they filmed a week down in Rochester, and the opening chase scene in the movie where they're getting chased on the ground, and Paul Giamatti is driving the getaway car, so to speak, that chase, I was used down there in so many different things I got to do. Got shot at, had to protect people, had to run, all these things. And and of all the scenes that they used, it's me walking down the street. So I thought it was nice, though, to see myself on the big screen. I mean, it was definitely cool to do something like that.
So you can actually tell it's you, though, on the screen. Like, you can say, oh, that's Dan. Like, you can really see it clearly and everything.
Yeah, you can see it's toward the end of the chase. Because it's kind of like, and I want to give away too much here, but, well, I'm not giving away anything about the movie, but there's a chase and graduation is going on at the same time, and as they're cutting back and forth, it's toward the end, the cars are going down the street, and there's a guy that's got, like, a shaved head for the most part, and very tan, wearing a yellowish tan t-shirt and jeans, and that's me. You see me walk down toward the camera, and then I turn my head over to my right to look down the street, and it was on long enough for me to go, oh my god, there I am. So it was kind of cool to be a part of the movie, for sure.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I got to tell Jerome about that. You might go see that right now. You might go ahead and see that.
So you definitely got to look out for me in that, because I was saying, I just saw X-Men Days of Future Past, and that was it was a good movie, but I liked the scene after the credits more than I liked the entire movie. But Spider-Man, definitely liked the movie, was definitely worth it. So, but if you go to see the movie, you got to look. It's that chase scene toward the end. You just got to keep looking at the street, and then they literally are shooting the camera across the street, and there's a guy walking down the sidewalk with that yellowish tan shirt and jeans. And I'm right there, Marquise. I was very proud of myself.
Oh, that is great. I gotta go see. I think I'm about to go see that. That's funny.
So I'm just saying, you know, you sign an NFL contract. Go ahead.
I might take a picture of it and put it on Instagram. Like, oh, I know him. He's in the movie.
There you go, man. Hey, you know what? It's like my rookie mini camp. It's my step one into movies. It's something I've been wanting to do for a while, so it was a foot in the door. So.
Oh, man. That's nuts.
So, I mean, you sign your contract with Atlanta. I get to be a part of Spider-Man. I think God's looking kindly on the both of us right now. So I'm feeling good about that.
Yeah, we're definitely out here winning right now. We're winning right now.
And I already told him, when Andrew Garfield is done, I'm about to, you know, because I said you need to hire me a stunt double nothing. I'll put the suit on. I'll do all my own stunts myself. You can shoot me out of buildings. I do not care.
Oh, man. That's funny, yo.
Yeah, no, and the Rhino's supposed to be a guy that can run really fast into buildings, and they use Paul Giamatti, but, I mean, if you want me to be honest, I think you can run pretty fast, Marquis, so, you know, maybe if they casted it differently, you and I could be going toe-to-toe in the middle of the city, in New York City, in that movie next time around.
Yeah, we could be making the big bucks on the big screen. We'll be living.
Absolutely, man. Well, listen, it's always great talking with you. Let me know if you go out and see the movie. And after OTAs, you know, we'll keep in touch, and we'll keep in touch through this whole process, because you're just, you know, you're an awesome guy. It's fun to sit down with you and talk with you. So I appreciate the time. And the only advice that I can give to you, besides do your best and God bless you, is stay out of older ladies' backyards when you're trying to fish.
Oh, yeah, definitely will. You won't catch me back there again.
All right, well, listen, take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, @CallDT, CallDT. That's CallDT. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.